I am Tamara Wallace with KFRM 550 AM, and I am with Val Docini with Syngenta. Val, can you tell us what is going on with the sustainability?
Sure, Tamara. Great to see you today at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters meeting here in Kansas City. We're doing a lot of exciting things around sustainability at Syngenta. You know, we consider ourselves first and foremost an innovation powerhouse, a company that really delivers benefits every day for American farmers from coast to coast. And we think that there's a lot of opportunity to deliver solutions to farmers that feed right into our sustainability goals and those of our broader society. You know, farmers are the original environmental stewards of this land. And a lot of the work that we do around sustainability, which involves preserving biodiversity and making our own operations more sustainable and encouraging greater and more, you know, responsible use of our products, are things that farmers have been doing for decades. So we think that we're really in close alignment with what American farmers are doing all over the country and certainly in your listening area.
And Val, can you tell us about the public affairs?
Yeah, we do a lot of work in Washington, D.C., where I live, to interact with members of Congress and other policymakers at USDA, for example. But we also do similar work all over the country in state capitals from coast to coast. Really, we're actively involved in about 40 states in terms of our research and development sites and production facilities. We have 4,000 or more employees in the United States, and every day we're delivering value for American farmers. And to do that, we've got to tell our story at places like the NAFPE conference and in conversations with you and other reporters to make sure that folks understand what Syngenta is doing every day. And a lot of the work that we do doesn't grab headlines, but it's really critically important to ensure the viability of American agriculture.
And Val, can you tell us about the Farm Bill, how it impacts Syngenta?
Yeah, you know, it impacts Syngenta in ways similar to other companies, to be sure, but most importantly for American farmers. And, you know, we're hopeful that Congress can really delve into the details of a true five-year farm bill next year. When they reconvene, it was good to see that it was added to the continuing resolution, and I suspect the president will sign it in the next couple of days, and so we'll have a one-year extension. But the Farm Bill is like a Swiss Army knife. It contains a lot of different things for different parts of the mosaic of American agriculture, and so we are hopeful that it gets passed sooner rather than later.
And I have been speaking with Val Docini with Syngenta, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.